Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ahí va a llegar el gol del Arsenal. Ozil marca. Mesut Ozil. Bellerín, qué golazo.
Magnífico.
Gol. Qué golazo de Bellerín. Gol del Arsenal. Gran gol de Bellerín, 1-0.
This is Arscast Extra.
Hello there, and welcome to another Arscast Extra. As always, with James from Gunnerblog. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, yeah.
How's everything your end? Good weekend?
Very good weekend. I was out of London. I was not in Bristol. I was near Bristol.
Wow. Brighton one weekend, Bristol the next weekend. I'm guessing next weekend you're going to have to go to Bridlington.
Good. Good geography. I was thinking, how long is it going to take him to get to a B? Bath was an early contender.
Well, you see, I went better. I went BR.
So, oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I think you win in that case.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Bridlington should be good. No, so that was all well and good. How about you?
It was awful because I was kind of sick, which is reflected in my voice. And there may be moments where you don't hear anything from me, and that's because I'm sort of coughing and spitting things into a bucket. So from that point of view, it wasn't very good.
Okay. What kind of things would you be spitting?
Green things.
Ah, aliens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I had a terrible, terrible thing happen to me this morning.
Go on.
I had a donut, right?
That sounds good so far.
So far, you would think this is good. A jam donut.
There's a twist in this tale, something tells me.
Yeah, a jam donut, or as our American chums would call it, a jelly donut.
Yeah, that's weird. Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's not jelly, it's jam.
Get it right.
Anyway, I said, look, this is delicious jam donut. I had a cup of tea, and I've got this donut, and I bit into the donut, and I like to leave the jam bit to, you know, to the end.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Is this breakfast, or is this like a supplementary snack?
This was just like a snack, because I had breakfast at 7 a.m. or something like that, so I was really quite hungry by 11.
Okay.
So I had this.
11s?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was about 11:15, so I was a little bit late with it, but I don't suppose anyone's going to give out to me for that.
They won't hold it against you.
No. So anyway, had my cup of tea, had the donut, trying to leave the jam bit for the last. You're trying to, like, gauge which side is the jam. Sometimes you can't see where they pipe the jam in, you know, so you've just got to take an educated guess.
Right.
You weigh it, which end feels a bit heavier. So I then took a bite of the donut, and about 95% of the jam squeezed out. Like somebody squeezing a massive spot. It just went and squeezed out all over my desk.
Oh, no.
I don't know. It's just like, so depressing life sometimes, isn't it?
It's a double whammy, because not only have you then got a donut without any jam in it, but also your desk is in some jeopardy, jam-based jeopardy.
Would you think any less of me if I were to tell you
that I
then took a bite of the donut and licked some of the jam off my desk?
I mean, I would probably think more of you, because you'd have shown resourcefulness.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. All right.
It's that kind of thing that makes me think, you know, you'd be fine on a desert island. Because I imagine that's always happening on desert islands.
Yeah, the jam comes out the wrong end of the donut.
The jam comes out the right of the donut. Bloody hell, last thing you need.
That's what happened to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and he used it to paint a face on a volleyball.
Yeah. Wilson! Poor Tom Hanks. Come here, I wanted to ask you, have you had any more contact with your neighbours? I don't know if people saw this or not on Twitter, but I remember the story last week when the guy knocked on the door, gave you the packages, and you said, I think he's an Arsenal fan because I saw him in an Arsenal shirt. I think you should take up the story from here.
Well, I will take up the story. What happened then was that the very next day I received a tweet from one of said neighbours saying that they had been listening to the Arscast Extra and realised that I was, in fact, the man they had initially suspected to me. I was at Gunnerblog.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's it. But what's quite strange is that I haven't actually seen them since. So there's been no opportunity to sort of normalised. Do you know what I mean? Be like, oh, hello. So it's now it's just a bit like, they know who I am, I know who they are. We're communicating via this medium. Presumably they'll listen to this. This is the next time I've spoken to them.
Wow. Well, what, yeah. Maybe one of you has got to drop around with a casserole or something.
Well, that's it. That's it. I am a deeply antisocial person, but I think I am going to have to bridge the divide and sort of, you know, just humanise it a bit now.
If they are going to receive your package is on a regular basis, then it would be only right and proper that you, you know, make a formal introduction.
Casserole. Or a casserole.
Yeah.
One-armed casserole. Very difficult, but I'll give it a go.
How is the arm?
The arm is mending. Arm update. I went to hospital. I've got a cooler cast now. It's black.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. That is awesome. You're like special ops.
Exactly. And I've got like a black sling thing. I mean, I look like I've been involved. I look like I might be sort of undergoing a transformation into a cyborg.
Like Johnny Cash is your doctor.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's on the mend. I reckon we're about 4 or 5 weeks away. I'll be raring to go for pre-season.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so that's the plan with that.
And of course, this has scuppered your plans to swim the English Channel during the off season.
Well, I was going to, obviously. Yeah, I was going to row with Tony Pulis, but I've had to sack that off. But we'll come back to the neighbours actually in the question section because there's been a development. But I'm going to save it, sit on it till then. So a little teaser for you then.
All right. Okay. Well, there hasn't been much in the way of Arsenal stuff going on, obviously, because the season is over. And what have you. But there was the small matter of the Champions League final on Saturday night, Juventus against Barcelona. Did you watch?
I did. I enjoyed it.
It was a good game, wasn't it?
It was a good game. I think, that Barcelona side's not bad, is it?
I think they could be onto something.
Yeah. Well, having the three sort of best strikers in the world has worked out quite well for them, hasn't it? It's quite a cunning tactic.
Yeah, whoever would have thought of that?
Yeah, I know. Very, very clever.
Mm.
But Pirlo sad at the end? Did that make you sad at all?
It did make me a little bit sad because, as I said on Arsblog, I admire any man who is as slow as he is at this point and can play at this level of the game as one who is afflicted by genetic slowness.
Sure.
In terms of my sprint speed, I mean, not anything else. I identify with that. But yeah, I mean, that's a little bit sad. But he's won a lot in his career. He's done all right, hasn't he?
I think he'll manage. I think he'll live.
He's become the footballer everybody has to love.
Well, this is it. The hipster's choice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a good choice. It's not like having, you know, espresso in your Lucky Charms or something like that. It's not like that.
Good hair, good beard.
Yeah.
Good footballer.
Good free kick taker.
Yeah. It's the Robert Pires logic, you know.
Did you see that picture of Pires with Olivier Giroud in the holding the FA Cup?
Oh yes, I think I did actually. You enjoy that one?
I did, yeah. The man is getting handsomer and handsomer. It's ridiculous.
It's like some sort of Benjamin Button thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the age of 80, he's going to be so handsome nobody will be able to bear looking at him. He'll just be too handsome.
I agree. So has there been any Arsenal news?
I think we should stick with the Champions League final for a bit because no,
there hasn't been.
So I mean, let's not look at the game in question. But somebody who has been linked with Arsenal quite regularly and in some weight over the last few weeks was Arturo Vidal. What did you make of him?
Well,
let's base our opinion on him on this one game only, and not anything else he's ever done.
Well, he was somewhat chaotic, I thought, in the way he set about the game. Is that fair?
That is a very diplomatic way of putting it, I think.
I mean, I don't think he's ever really been... I mean, I don't know Vidal intimately, but I've never envisaged him as a sort of defensive midfielder in the mould that we're said to be on the lookout for this summer. I definitely don't think that would be a good idea based on what I saw in the Champions League final. It was kind of a wrecking ball approach to football.
Yeah, but I think Miley Cyrus could have done it better.
That is something I'd be very interested in seeing. And if she's on the market this summer, I expect us to be at the front of the
straight
queue.
Straight in there. Yeah, I think he was quite lucky not to get sent off.
Oh, very lucky, yeah, I thought.
You know. And didn't seem to give a shit, though. That was the other thing about it. It was like, yeah, well, fuck you, ref. I'm going to be in your face the whole time. Just like, back away, man. You're living on the edge.
There's being fired up, and then there's that. So there you go. But I mean, yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, Arsenal was asked a couple of times about it in the press conferences, but he was very sort of jovial and dismissive. I'm not sure that, how much there is to that one.
No, I would be surprised if there was much in it myself, to be
But it's good because you can, papers can print saying that his agent was at the FA Cup final and loads of other Arsenal games, because I believe he's also Alexis's agent, so nice and easy, isn't it?
Yeah, surely is. You can make those connections pretty quickly. I don't think for the prices they were talking about either, £40 million. But I don't know.
I think he's a good player. I'm just not so sure he's...
No, we're basing it on this one game only, remember?
Oh, he's useless. Yeah. Absolutely useless. Yeah. No, Garnacy can't play for shit. He's a hazard.
Clown.
And I don't mean an Eden Hazard. I mean a, you know, a problem.
What's Eden Hazard's brother's name? He's got a brother, like
he's
Bilbo.
Called, like, Thorgan, I think.
All right, okay.
Which is similarly sort of mythic in its, you know...
Yeah.
Semantic origins, but he's I don't know where he is now. Chelsea got rid of him. He's one of those players that Chelsea signed for not very much money and then sold for a little bit more.
That's good business. It's good business practice when it comes to
Abramovich. Is no fool, is he? You know,
no. I mean, yeah, if it's not oil, it's youngsters. Careful. That's all I'm saying. Paul Pogba, he was a bit ineffective in the first half, but good in the second half.
Yeah, he's a top player, isn't he? I think he's
going to go to Barcelona, though.
Do you?
Yeah, why not? Once you've got the three top strikers in the world, what's next? What else can you do? You got to do well.
Get
we can't
midfielders.
Make. Yeah, exactly. Get the best midfielders. Xavi's leaving. You know.
They've got some decent ones. I think maybe, but they're not allowed to buy anyone this summer, are they, as far as I understand it? Or they are allowed to buy people but not play them.
Oh, really?
Have you been following this?
I know there was... I remember there was a thing, but I, you know.
Yeah, so they just signed a right-back from Sevilla to replace Dani Alves, whose name escapes me, I'm afraid. But he... Alex Vidal is his name. And he's been presented, I believe. And
is he Arturo's brother?
I have no idea. It's probably got the same agent. But he is a done deal. But he's not eligible to play until January because of the transfer embargo.
Why on earth would any player do that then? Sit out like 6 months of football?
I have no idea.
Well, I guess if it's a club like Barcelona come calling and you say, well, I got to like sit there for 6 months and not do anything and then I get to play for Barcelona, maybe you would. But that seems...
I mean, they're going to pay him, presumably, for that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, who knows? It's a 5-year deal. Alves is out of contract this summer. So, there we are. I don't know if they can loan him anywhere or...
I don't know. But who are they going to play then if Alves... I mean, they're just going to play... Who are they going to play? Some guy.
Vermaelen.
He can go in at right back.
So, we didn't get the Vermaelen money. That seems to be the latest.
Yes. As with most of these clauses, they're usually dependent on the player actually playing and making a contribution or playing a part in whatever success that is. Clearly he didn't do that because he only played 67 minutes of football this entire season. So we're not as rich as we thought.
We're not, but I mean, you know, what can you do? We tried. They were too canny for us in the end.
I wonder, does that mean that if he does play a full season next season and they go on and win it, that we would get something then? Or should we just not care?
I mean, we've probably got a decent amount of money for him anyway. We're not struggling for money. That's not our problem anymore. The days are gone where we need to celebrate £1 million here or there, I think.
Well, the best one, of course, was when we got, how much was it? £7 million from Tottenham for David Bentley.
That was
like
quite
that.
Funny.
That was a pretty good one.
That was pretty hilarious, especially given how he panned out as a signing.
Yeah.
Which... you might have predicted, but yeah, that was a good one. I mean, we're quite good with these little sell-on clauses. We're quite canny with them, but I think, you know, we've got so much money rolling in now from Puma and Emirates and all those season ticket holders that I think we'll be okay. I think we'll survive.
Blue chip sponsors like Count Arthur's Nachos.
Exactly.
That's our official nacho partner in Southeast Asia.
Well, you need one.
Yeah.
You need one. You know, if you want to be a big club, that's what it's all about.
That's exactly what it is. You need Wayne Rooney doing ads for wine.
What about this?
What about what?
Someone I went to school... Well, no. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Someone who went to my school, my old school, has just signed for Habs. Habs is the name of the school. Has just signed for Arsenal.
Wow.
and they've put something on the school website. Amar Sangrajka has just signed a contract with Arsenal Football Club's youth academy last weekend.
Well, look, far be it from me to be selfish, but I hope he doesn't make it. I don't want to have to learn how to spell that name.
I mean, honestly, it would be a real copy and paste job.
Would be.
But he's 8 years old. There's a picture of him with Jack Wilshere.
He's eight.
Yeah. So I reckon we're looking Carling Cup at best next season.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, look, if he hasn't made it by the age of 10, we need to ship him out on loan. Get him off to Spain somewhere.
I'm sure George Bird's already doing the research on him, you know, making sure he knows what's going on. Apparently, he's shown himself to be a formidable sportsman.
Formidable at the age of 8. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
His selection for the Arsenal Under-9 squad is a culmination of 3 years of hard work, commitment and determination. I love the idea of a determined five-year-old. I'm just jealous, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I was determined to do as a five-year-old was probably just kick a football around and eat as many biscuits as I could find.
I know. I think he's really... I mean, I worry for him that he's sort of peaked now, do you know what I mean? I hope not. I hope he goes on.
You can only maintain those levels of motivation for so long. By 13, he's going to be world-weary. He'll be like a footballing Macaulay Culkin.
We sign off the report with thanks must go to Amar's form tutor, Mrs. Bruce Green, and his previous class teachers, Mrs. Pullen and Ms. Patel, for their support and encouragement. So should he ever become an Arsenal star, I think it's important that Mrs. Bruce Green, Mrs. Pullen and Ms. Patel are recognised for the work they've undertaken in getting him to that point.
Well done to them. And look, if he does ever become a world star or an Arsenal star, this podcast is here as a record of that. And
exactly.
It'll be one of those things that they go back to in 15 years' time or whatever it is and go, wow, listen to this. These guys wrote him off. He's not a footballing Macaulay Culkin at all. He's a footballing... Who was a child star and then wasn't a child star? Haley Joel Osment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, given the way my life's panning out, he probably lives above me or something, and I'll meet him tomorrow, so I wouldn't worry about it.
No Arsenal news, though, really, is there? Jack Wilshere charged by the FA, that was all last week. Jack Wilshere played for England yesterday.
Oh, I saw a bit of that.
I saw quite a bit. It was terrible. And then I saw it was in town afterwards, in the city centre. And it was a nice day here in Dublin, and some of the England fans were coming down Grafton Street, and a group of them stopped. And they were all holding aloft a toy soldier. Mm. Like, you know, those little men with the base and you put down.
Yeah,
And one of the chaps was giving a speech about how far they'd come, something, something, and here they are, and we're all here because of blah, blah, blah. I don't know, I just kind of kept walking. But I thought it was quite funny because I'd never seen 22 grown men, each of them holding a toy soldier aloft on a public street in Dublin before. That has, well, anywhere. Dublin, New York, Paris, wherever.
There's a first time for everything.
There is a first time for everything. So that was kind of amusing. But Jack Wilshere played, and Theo Walcott got 8 minutes.
Jack Wilshere got an 8 rating in a newspaper that I read. He was regarded as England's best player, apparently.
Funnily enough, one of the guys who writes for The Telegraph... wrote a big piece about how Wilshere was disappointing again and how this was reflective of his waning career. It's a funny old world out there in football journalism, isn't it?
It's a game of opinions, isn't it? That's what we're discovering.
Yeah.
I imagine that's the first time anyone's said that. I think I've just come up with that phrase then.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, I only watched bits of it. I tuned in and very quickly realised it wasn't something to engage with for too long a period.
No.
Nobody wanted to be there, I don't think.
And the thing about it is, if I was an Ireland player, I thought the shade of green was a bit too like the grass.
Because
if you wanted to be like the Steven Gerrard, to spray a pass 60 yards left or right or straight out for a throw, but at least aim it in the direction of a player in the same shirt as you, it's very difficult when they blend in. It's like camouflage.
True. Yeah, it's like when United had that grey kit at Southampton. Do you remember? And they had to change it at half-time.
Yeah, because like all the background, all the surroundings and everybody in the crowd and all the hoardings and everything else in the ground was completely grey. So all they could see were these heads and some like just little bits of legs that weren't covered by the socks and shorts.
Indeed, they just thought all these disembodied heads flying around. Yeah. So they're teammates. Green's a bit of an unlucky colour, though. I mean, probably not in Ireland, but with cars, green cars are said to be bad luck. You ever heard that?
No, I didn't know that.
Apparently, it's based on a statistical anomaly whereby green cars have suffered more accidents. So there was a sort of, you know, a period of time where they were considered unfortunate.
Wow.
Maybe Ireland need a rebrand.
Yeah, we could do. But we can, unfortunately, the whole country is kind of this colour.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It is appropriate in that respect.
It is. It is. But yeah,
I never different hue, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe we need to just like apply an Instagram filter to Ireland to make it a slightly more washed out and 1970s looking. Although we've just escaped those times, so maybe we shouldn't go back.
They'll come round again. These things are cyclical.
Yeah. Anything else stirring you can think of from an Arsenal point of view before we head to part two? And
not really. They've put up the, you know, on the sort of around the inside of the Emirates where they have all the trophies displayed.
Oh yeah.
You know, they've put up the little 2015 and FA Cup symbol, which, you know, feels nice.
Took their time, didn't they?
I know. Come on, guys, get on with it. Literally, other than that, as far as I'm aware, nothing is happening.
Yeah. I'll just check the official website and just make sure that there's nothing happening. No breaking transfer news that we've missed. Here it comes. No, they're looking for goal of the season votes. Might touch on that in the questions, actually.
Sol Campbell is running for mayor of the major news of the day.
That is the major news of the day. We might come to that in the questions as well, because I think I picked one out. But
okay.
There's some season review stuff on the official site. Greatest Gunners, Tony Woodcock, Carl Jenkinson from the archives, defining moments, New York to Wembley. No, there's nothing happening at all. Nothing happening. So look, let's call part one to a halt. We'll come back with some questions in part two. Welcome back to the Arsecast Extra, the first Arsecast Extra of the off-season, which, it has to be said, increases the amount of bollocks that we talk quite considerably.
So, it seems that way.
Yeah. So if anybody does have an issue, I've heard some people are allergic to people talking bollocks. They are. It's this modern world we live in. You know, people are allergic to all kinds of things, like medicine and things.
Pollen. I'm allergic to pollen. It transpires.
You've got hay fever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got that, really.
No, it's sort of for weaklings, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, my brother got it. He got it quite a bit. He'd have, like, big red streamy eyes, and I'd be out there just inhaling hay just to show off. Just great big bundles of hay. Look what I can do.
Just eating it.
Eating it. Like a great big show-off horse.
Yeah.
And he'd be going, crying, going, get out of my room.
I could eat some hay.
You're making it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad because I love hay as well. I really love it.
It's fucking delicious.
I would absolutely, you know, a big bale of it. That's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet the jam doesn't shoot out the wrong end of a hay donut.
I bet it doesn't. But it stays right in there.
Will we do some questions?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want me to do one?
Yeah, why not?
I'll do one.
You do?
I will do one. Okay. This is going to be about football. Do you remember that?
What?
I know.
Never heard of it.
It's from number one son at Wesley MCUK, McCuck. And he asks, if you had a choice, you don't, but if, it's hypothetical, would you rather have a happy Alexis, a Copa America winner, or a refreshed one, early knockout?
From a purely selfish point of view, early knockout.
Do you fear the Arshavin effect?
No. I think Arshavin just, like, I don't know. I don't really get how he'd be so upset that Russia missed the World Cup. Or that any, you know, you missed the World Cup. Oh, shit. Well, that's unfortunate. Life goes on. I don't, you know. And I think Alexis is such a happy kind of a chap anyway that he would be sad for a little while. I don't think he'd be Pirlo levels of sad, but he'd be sad, but then he'd just kind of get on with it because he'd go, yay, more football to play. And it might even make him more determined to win something next season with Arsenal. You don't want him being too satisfied with everything, do you? You don't want him winning stuff all the time when he goes away, because then he'd be like, I don't need to win anything with Arsenal.
Well, then you get then you get the Mertesacker effect, where it's like, can you refocus quickly enough? You know?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not sure the Copa America is quite as prestigious as the World Cup. But yeah, I think from a purely selfish point of view, because the preseason is so short and because we don't have that much time to rest, and if they go all the way to the final, when is the Copa America final? I think it's like the 7th of...
Christmas or something like that. Yeah.
I think it's about the 7th of July. So I'm just going to bring it up here. Copa America, Wikipedia. Is there nothing you can't tell us? Boom, boom, boom. The final is taking place on the 4th of
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
July.
Ooh, Independence Day.
Yeah, for America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the USA in it?
Hello, America. I don't know. It's called the Copa America. I don't think they are, though.
No.
Bad luck, guys.
That's a bit shit, having a tournament named after you and then not being in it.
I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Anyway, God, because you need to give him 4 weeks holidays. And then...
And the season starts early this year.
But you know what he's going to do on his holidays? Alexis.
Just run around?
He's going to run around, and then he's going to like try and beat his own keepy-up record. And then once he's beaten it, he'll try and beat that. And then he'll just keep going. He's just going to do keepy-ups for about 70% of his time off.
I think just get him out. I mean, if I could somehow withdraw Chile from the competition... I would be doing that.
Yeah.
If we could unearth some sort of scandal that forced them to exit the Copa America before it even kicks off, that would be my policy.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to move pretty quick there because the first games are taking place in about 3 days. So Chile are playing Ecuador.
Okay.
I actually had to do some voiceover work for the Copa America for a TV channel, and... it was a bit like being a FIFA commentator because we had to do permutations so they could put all the stuff together for their quarterfinals and the semifinals and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we had to do. And in the first semifinal, it's Chile versus Ecuador, that kind of stuff. So I had to do like Chile versus Mexico, Chile versus Bolivia. It was quite time consuming.
I look forward to hearing the
You probably
product.
Won't hear it because it's probably not in a TV channel that you've ever heard of, but... Nevertheless, I did it. I felt like Martin Tyler.
That's it. Did you pretend to make small talk with Alan Smith?
Yeah, he wasn't there. Like silence every time I tried. So
awkward,
yeah.
In a way.
All right, here's a question. And this comes from Tammy A, which is at @un_casse_tete, which is at something head, I guess. I don't know what casse is or
cassette. No?
Un cassette. Oh, yeah, very good. Maybe they're an old-fashioned audio format. Anyway, Tammy, I guess, is a she. I should look at the picture here just to make sure. Yes, I am pretty much positive now that Tammy is indeed a she. Okay. But she says, on Cup Final Day, I was in my jersey at Sydney Airport for a 6 a.m. flight. Reading the live blog, we were 3-0 up when I saw Harry Kane checking into the same flight ahead of us. Wanting to rub it in his face that he and or Spurs suck, I said, "Nice goal, Harry," in reference to a goal in a friendly he'd scored the night before. He looked back, nodded, then looked forward. I thought my sarcasm was evident, as was my Arsenal jersey, but later realised Harry Kane is probably not the brightest and would actually think I was complimenting him. Now I feel like I've let all gooners down and not made the most of the opportunity. To cut a long story short, what would you have done in my scenario? And from my point of view, can you say anything that would make Tammy feel better about her attempt to be sarcastic to Harry Kane?
I mean, look, as insults go, nice goal, Harry. It's not a great one, is it?
Needs some work.
Yeah.
Needs a little bit of work.
Yeah. Tricky one. I have my suspicions about this story. I wonder if Tammy holds a candle for Harry Kane.
That's a dangerous accusation to make.
Listen, and so she was actually paying him a genuine compliment, but was spotted doing so by some other Arsenal fans and has since had to fabricate this story of the sarcasm and in this, order to justify it.
This is part of the evidence.
Exactly. She's like, well, how can I... No one believes her. She's like, well, if I get it said on a podcast, it validates the story.
My goodness. This is a... Wow. That's a cunning plan.
It's a hell of a twist in the tale. It's almost as big a twist as the Jam one earlier.
Yeah, it really is. Or the end of The Crying Game.
Exactly. Sixth Sense. I think there's something fishy about this. I don't believe that Tammy is such an incompetent insulter of Tottenham players that she would go, nice girl, Harry.
Yeah, but have you never been in a situation where you've like you decided to be a bit smart and then said something and then gone, well, shit. That was terrible. And then you walk away.
I mean, every time we do this podcast, Andrew, every time I walk away going, what was I talking about?
I think you're being harsh on Tammy here. I really do. I think you're being super harsh.
Well, listen.
I think it just came. She was just going to try. Nice goal, Harry.
Okay, well, listen. We need to be constructive anyway. I'm not helping matters here with my conspiracy theories. What should she have done?
What should she have done? Well, we were 3-0 up at the time. And she was watching the live blog, probably on like her phone or an iPad or something like that.
Yeah.
So
Google Glass.
Yeah. Well, this wouldn't work if it was on Google Glass, but if it was on an iPad or a phone, she could have just gone up to him and said something about, remember when you were small, you used to play for Arsenal, and now Arsenal are winning in the FA Cup final, and you're not in the FA Cup final, and Arsenal are, and we're about to win it, and you're not. Ha ha.
That is good, actually.
I mean, I was trying to get it across in a very subtle way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that could have been the way to go.
I think he would have got the message.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do if I saw Harry Kane. It's a difficult one to imagine, isn't it?
Mm.
Because, like, you could sort of mock him for having been an Arsenal fan, but that kind of implies an association with him, which I'm not necessarily sure is something you want.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You know, you don't want to remind your crazy cousin of your genetic similarity.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those occasions, Tammy, where you're going to live with that regret for the rest of your life.
What if she meets Harry Kane again, though?
What are the chances?
I don't know.
I'd say they're slim. But maybe one day when they're both 70.
If she regrets it enough, she might track him down.
Just to call him a name.
I mean, Listen, I'd say it's worth it.
Yeah, fair enough. I agree with that.
But where is she in the world?
I am guessing Australia, seeing as she said she was at Sydney Airport.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's where she lives or if she was like going back, but I'm just looking at the timeline here. There's a bit of a retweet for Amnesty Australia. So I'm guessing Tammy is Australian. She could have been flying to Brisbane or Melbourne or Perth or New Zealand or indeed anywhere in the world, because they do have that ability. Yeah, they go everywhere.
Well, listen, get on one to London. Just get on one to London and call Harry Kane a cunt. That's the answer, isn't it?
Summed up in a nutshell there.
Yeah. And I'm sorry that I implied, you know, that you might be trying to pull the wool over one's eyes, Tammy. I don't know what I was thinking.
No, I think that's fair enough.
It was a moment of madness.
Yeah.
I'm very mistrusting as a person.
So you do have some issues.
I do have quite a lot. So, should we do another question?
Yeah.
All right. This is like a proper question that we'll have to answer. We may as well get it out of the way now.
Okay.
It's from Philip Fort, and he says, what is your prediction for our gross and net spend on transfers this summer?
Oh. Oh, God, already? Okay.
I know.
I think our gross spend will be... God, I don't know. Let's see if we got a 10-minute mark. I'm going to say £43 million.
Oh, that's very close to what I was going to say.
Well, that's I said it first.
Close. Well done. Well done.
And Go on. Okay, you do yours. What's yours?
Well, I'll say 40.
£40 million.
So if it's lower. This is gross, though, remember?
Yeah.
That's outlay, right?
Yeah. So I think our net spend will be 20, £29 million.
So that's recouping 14, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we might recoup more than that. 20. Yeah, I'll say our net will be 20 million.
20 million.
I think we might bring in... Oh, that's a bit ambitious. Oh, but sorry, I've said it now. That's what we're doing.
All right. 40 and 20. Nice round, even numbers there from you.
Yeah. Quite unimaginative, really.
Yeah. So I've gone 43 and 29. But I don't know who we're going to sell or for how much. Although, you know, when I think about it, we could, yeah, could sell, could spend.
I think we could sell quite a few.
I think we could sell quite a bit more than that, yeah. Maybe we'll revisit this closer to the deadline. We can readjust, perhaps, a bit closer to the transfer deadline.
Have you, like, pinned that to the wall or anything? Can we come back to this at any point?
No, but I will. I will. Okay. I'll write it on a post-it, and then I'll put it somewhere, and I'll write another post-it to remind me to look at the post-it, and so on.
Perfect. Oh. It's your question now.
It is. Okay, this one comes from Freddie Dennis, who's at Arsenal Blogs, with a Z. Arsenal Blogs.
Hip and urban.
Yeah. He wants to know, what were your three worst goals of the season?
Scored by Arsenal?
Yeah.
Worst goals?
The worst goals. Because, I mean, the best goals are up there. You know, we've done best goals, haven't we? You know, Ramsey and Galatasaray and Alexis in the cup final and Wilshire and, you know, those kind of things. We've done that. So what were the three scabbiest, spawniest goals that we scored this season?
Do you know, I actually recently watched a video.
Of all of them?
Of all of them.
Yeah.
So I should be able to answer this, really. But my powers of instant recall are fading me. I mean, there were a few own goals, weren't there, that weren't particularly pretty.
Yeah. There was the Aston Villa one. That was quite a good one.
Yeah.
Sonogo's goal, much as I was happy for him to score it, wasn't exactly the cleanest strike of all time, was it?
No, but he did that nice sort of little flick up with the ball beforehand. Do you know what I mean? There's a nice bit of control in there.
Mm.
I'm just trying to think. Worst goals. I like most goals.
Oh, I like them all, but yeah, I was just trying to think of the ones that weren't. I mean, is a Ramsey goal, like against Crystal Palace on the first day of the season, where the keeper kind of pushes it into his path, is that a worst goal?
That's pretty scrappy.
That's a scrappy goal, isn't it?
Mathieu Debuchy's at Anfield, where he just headed it against someone's shoulder. That's not a great goal.
Well, yeah, still sort of went in top corner, but yeah.
But inadvertently. I think
you know what you rarely see anymore is like the ball careering around the six-yard box and a load of players and then just some guy fucking sliding in and just careering through a load of people. And
proper
just,
scramble.
Yeah, proper scrambler. We haven't had one of those for a while, have we?
You don't see those anymore.
No.
It's like breadsticks in restaurants.
You don't see breadsticks.
No. 10, 15 years ago, they were everywhere. But now, increasingly rare, I've found.
Right. In favour of actual bread.
Yes. Yeah, bread's more in vogue, like proper bread, slices of it or rolls or what have you.
Yeah.
The stick as a bread form seems to have plummeted from favour.
Well, I mean, the thing about that, though, is you see, the bread sticks stay, not that they stay fresh.
Well, they're sort of perennially stale, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're sort of crunchy on the outside, crunchy on the inside. And,
I think basically I think the world's awoken to that particular ruse, you know. The novelty has worn off and now people want fresh bread.
Yeah. What about Ramsey against Everton?
Moving on. Ramsey against Everton. Oh, he sort of just arrives at the back post and stabs it in.
Between two defenders.
What's your beef with Aaron Ramsey's goals? You're just...
Nothing. I love them. I'm just
taking
saying
them
that,
apart.
But he's the scrappy guy. He's the poacher guy. And I'm trying to think of what's a worse goal. It's got to be one that's just sort of...
How do you feel about Alexis Sanchez, Adam Federici in the FA Cup semi-final, where it goes through his legs?
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of the overall quality of the goal, you would have to say that's one of the worst goals in terms of how it went in, but one of the best goals because of what it meant.
Yeah, but it doesn't hit the net. I've got an issue with goals that don't actually hit the net.
I know what you mean there.
Not a fan of that.
Yeah.
So that would be in there for me also because, you know, on some level I feel... a degree of sympathy for that keeper.
Yeah.
Any others that we're missing?
I can't really think of any. No.
There was no goal that was sort of like, that hurt us in any way, was there? I mean, that's rare, isn't it, in football, that you score a goal that does your team harm. Or that allows another team to benefit at the expense of it, you know? There was no goal that gifted someone the title or anything.
No, there was nothing like that, so... Yeah, so we're struggling here, so let's move on.
Okay. Well, we had a go. We got a few contenders.
Yeah.
Hey, tweet us some more, etc., etc. Let's have another question. Oh, okay, so I sort of trailed this earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But Simon King, who's at Simon T. King, says... James, any interesting run-ins with the neighbours? Free pancakes, more efficient post delivery? And the answer is, well, not really. As you know, I've been sort of terrifyingly antisocial. But this morning, in an Ask Us Extra first, we had a question submitted under the door.
No way!
Yes way.
Wow. We've had emails, we've had tweets, we've had Facebook comments, we've had all kinds, but one submitted under the door.
Yeah.
That's impressive. The personal touch.
Yeah, there's very few people who even can do that. I don't want to sort of make my address too public because, frankly, it will become irritating if my every Monday morning, there's just, you know, thousands of pieces of paper. But in this instance, it was very exciting.
Wow.
And I'll read it to you.
Did it come on top of a casserole by any chance?
There was no casserole attached. Come on, guys, take the hint. I want some casserole. So listen, it says, Dear James, would you rather have... It's quite racy as well. Would you rather have one night of passionate lovemaking with Mr. Timothy Sherwood or publicly endorse him as your personal hero, a tactical genius and gift to football? Best... Otto, and he's put his flat number there, and he's even put hashtag AskCastExtra.
Wow, he even wrote a hashtag AskCastExtra.
He's put the hashtag on the note. So, thank you, Otto, for that.
Now, when you say one night of sweet, passionate lovemaking with Tim Sherwood, could he could he be sitting there on a chair wearing a donkey mask, just watching you make sweet love to somebody else who would be much more...
Why the donkey mask, can I ask? Is that just...
I figure that's kind of what happens with those people who watch.
Okay.
I have no experience of that, but I figure they like to dress up as... You know, like that film with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise.
Mm, where they all wore those... I don't remember the donkeys
in
that.
They were more like... What's the word I'm looking for? Like beaky masks.
Venetian kind of style.
Exactly. That's the very word I'm looking for. But they're people of money and class and taste. Whereas I'd say on a day-to-day basis, the sort of people that are into that would wear donkey masks and...
Any mask they can acquire.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. They go down to the local pound shop and just, you know, get a pig mask or whatever. But donkey was just the thing that came. So if that, you know, if we could... spin that around, then obviously you'd be more into the making sweet, sweet love. And I don't mind if Tim Sherwood watches, you know.
Don't you mind?
Fine.
I mind a bit.
Well, not really. What do I care? I'm making sweet, sweet love.
Yeah, but Tim Sherwood's there.
But he's not allowed to touch me.
Maybe not, but, you know, as discussed on the last podcast, it doesn't mean he won't make his presence known.
Right, I see what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
I do see what you mean. But then again, you have to go public and say that he is your personal hero and a tactical genius. And what was the other thing?
I don't know. I've put the note away. This is the problem. It's not on the computer. Tactical genius and gift to football.
Gift to football. I mean, look, you could easily... If the making love was with Tim Sherwood, if I had to make love to Tim Sherwood, I'd quite happily proclaim his genius all over the world. And I you know... I think, after many years of doing podcasts and that kind of stuff, I could perfect the slightly sarcastic tone that would make people realize I wasn't being serious.
The tone that Tammy failed to nail in her encounter with Mr. Kane.
Well, this is exactly it. Harry Kane, had it been me, would have been left in no doubt that nice goal, Harry, meant Arsenal are winning the FA Cup and you're not.
I mean, do you care to give us a rendition of that? Or?
No.
It's a secret weapon. You don't want to deploy it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You don't want everyone to know this trick. So yeah, that would be my thinking. So it's
definitely. I think I would make love to Tim Sherwood.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm very protective of my reputation. That's the first thing I would say. And so it would be private, presumably. It would just be between me and Tim. No one would necessarily know about it.
Tim Sherwood's dad would be sitting there with a donkey mask on.
But an Arsenal shirt, let's not forget.
Yeah, true.
So, swings and roundabouts. I think I could sort of stomach that, get through it. You know, there's a glint in his eye that would carry me through that event. And then I wouldn't have to publicly praise him. I think that would kill me, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I have to say I admire your principles.
Thank you. I'm a very principled man. Well, apart from when it comes to my sexuality, which apparently is entirely fluid.
Yes.
But depending on circumstance.
Yeah.
So there you go. So call me Tim. Or don't, ideally.
Yeah.
Question?
Yeah, I've got one left. I think.
Okay.
Right, this one comes from Dom Thomas. He's called Atomic Dominic, at Atomic Dominic.
I like that.
That's good. And he said, even though I'm going to forgive him his use of a text speak here by using the number 4, but he says, Bale made way for Ozil and Suarez for Sanchez. How would you like to see that pattern repeat itself in this transfer window?
Ooh. So what's the pattern? So
the pattern is somebody good left a rival team to go to another team from which we signed a very good player.
Okay. What's happening?
That's a telephone call for me, which I'm going to just hang up on now.
Okay. It was exciting, though.
Yeah, it was.
I've never had one of those. I am going to say... Does it have to be realistic?
No, you can be whatever you like. We're just making stuff up, man. You just said you'd make love to Tim Sherwood. Why on earth does it have to be realistic?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So so I'm going to say that I would like David De Gea to leave United, but I don't want him to go to Madrid. Madrid. I want him to go to Bayern, and then we can sign their brilliant, mad keeper.
Neuer.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my choice. I think, although, saying that, I maybe regret that. That's a choice made by me thinking, where's the biggest weakness in our team? And I'm like, goalkeeper.
Yeah.
However, maybe a smarter way to do it is to go, what player could, say, Chelsea lose that would weaken them sufficiently for us to have a better chance of winning the league on that basis?
Who do you think that player will be from Chelsea?
Maybe Eden Hazard, just because in a lot of games where it's quite tight, he can be the difference maker.
Yeah, okay. So Hazard could go somewhere and then we could sign somebody.
Yeah, like if he could go to, I don't know,
but
Barcelona,
there's only like one or two, yeah.
And we have one of their strikers.
Yeah.
That might work out all right.
That could do.
What about you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let me think. I should have thought about it before now, seeing as I asked it. See, I'm trying to base it on who I would like us to sign. And I don't know who that is, really. I don't know who I want to sign this summer.
It's weird, isn't it? It's very quiet. There's no Alexis as there was around this time last year, that buzz... I don't know. I don't remember, to be honest, but I seem to recall that bandwagon had a little bit of momentum to it.
Yeah, I think you started it. So
you know. I mean, look, I don't want to take the credit, but
no, I did. Let me think. Who would be good? Let's see. Van Persie could go to Juventus, and we could sign Pogba.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah,
I'd like that.
Yeah, even though you know. Bale and Suarez were clearly the best players at Tottenham and Liverpool, whereas Van Persie is not the best player. So maybe that's the pattern. I've got
but
to
is that just
the
motivated by you just wanting to get Van Persie out of the country?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's got to be the best player. So who's the best? I don't. Anyway, the short answer to this one is I don't fucking know.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. Have you got one more? Or?
I don't know. Do you want one more?
Should we?
I feel like maybe we should, seeing as we effectively answered that one with I don't know. Let me see. Let me have a look.
All right, yeah, we'll have one more if you can find one that's...
Oh, I can find one, all right. Okay, this one says, it's from Andy Reefman Packett, at Andy Reefman, and he says, rumours this morning say there's interest in Zlatan. What do you think?
I think it's a load of old bollocks.
It is surely bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No chance, I would say.
No, none at all.
There you go. We cleared that up. We knew the answer to that one.
Yeah, that was very good. Got that one pretty quickly, actually. All right. Well, look, I think we should call this one to a halt. It's been a relative success considering there's been nothing to talk about.
I mean, it's happened.
It has. And here we are, 51 minutes, 5 seconds later, and we're still going.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. For the price people pay for it, it's reasonable.
Value. It's decent value. Okay. Well, let's leave it there then.
We will. All right. We'll talk to you on the next one, which isn't going to be next week because I'm away on holiday. So there's going to be a week gap, but we'll be back the week after that with another Arsecast Extra. So until then, cheers.
Nice goal, Harry.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.